Every step I took is like.
Hello and welcome to episode 17 of Game Droids. I'm your host Chris, always joined by Freddy and Colop. Say hey, fellas.
Hey.
Hello.
Yay, we're here. Yay. It's almost the end of the year right now, and they have a story on up on MSNBC that's your favorite games of the year, I guess. And their list is the most favorite game out of, I guess, all their subscribers and stuff is Modern Warfare 2, which is, you know, really no surprise.
I'm surprised.
Really? Why?
I'm surprised. I thought Ghostbusters was going to be the number one game.
That's actually one of the most disappointing games this year, I thought.
I thought it was okay.
Did you play through it?
Yeah, I beat the whole thing. It was decent.
Well, you have a lot of patience.
I know. I got bored of it, man. I got tired of trying to bring down the ghost. You know, and after a while, I was just like, oh, fuck this.
Don't cross the streams. And then they come up to you and keep crossing the streams. Like, if you stop crossing the streams, I wouldn't cross the streams.
I'd say on a scale of 1 to 10, I'd give it like a 7.
7? So it's decent.
Yeah, it's decent.
Oh, okay.
That's what I said, decent.
And see, number 2 on their list is Dragon Age Origins.
And it's only $6 on Steam right now if you have like a PC, but if you get it before Christmas.
Which one? Ghostbusters?
Ghostbusters, yep.
Oh, that's bad.
Grand Theft Auto 4 was only $7. I picked it up today on Steam.
Really?
Yep, and I got, you remember Abe's, the Abe series, Abe's Oddworld and Abe's Exodus?
I didn't like those games.
But do you remember them, though?
I remember them, yeah.
I played
they
one.
They had them for like $2.12 on Steam combined, so I picked up both of them.
Did you like them?
I loved them.
I didn't. That was a little annoying. I don't know.
But you like Batman, so.
Yeah, Batman's awesome. You don't like Batman. That says a lot about you there, buddy.
You don't like Abe's Odyssey.
Let me see here. And then, number 2 of the most favorite games is Dragon's Age Origins. I haven't played it yet, but I don't know. It kind of looks like a...
Is it like an RPG?
Yeah. I thought it was going to be like Oblivion, but the videos I saw didn't look like it was like Oblivion. So I don't know if I want to play it.
I haven't even seen the gameplay. How does that look? I thought it was going to be more like a Final Fantasy type game.
Yeah, it is.
Oh, it is.
Yeah, it's more like that than it is Oblivion, you know, where it has actually like action. Hmm. Number 3 is Uncharted 2 Among Thieves.
I beat it.
No surprise there.
Never
it was
even
pretty good.
It.
Yeah, number 4, which I would think would be higher on the list. Not because I like it, because I don't personally like it, and I just thought it would be higher, is Left 4 Dead 2.
A lot of people didn't like it, though. A lot of people who played the previous game, if you talk to them, it seems like they're split down the middle. Some really love it, some don't really like it at all.
Actually, I hear more people say, oh, I love that game. I'm addicted, and it's the best game ever, and it's so different than Part 1, and I'm like, you know, it's not. It really isn't. It's like pretty much just new levels. You know, like something they could have done over a DLC
download
upgrade. Yeah.
Well, my problem with it is, I know it's not supposed to be Call of Duty, but you know how in Call of Duty you can lift your gun up and aim and look to your sight and stuff like that?
Yeah.
I felt like in the first Left 4 Dead and in the second one, it was just light. It felt like you were just aiming in the air without really being able to aim.
If you think on that sense, maybe it's because like me, you, or you know, Freddy, we play those hardcore shooting games like Call of Duty. Or even Halo has a you know, aim system that's similar to that, where you can actually do like refined aiming. It's not just kind of like hip shots, and that's all Left 4 Dead really is. It's just nothing but hip shots, unless you have a sniper rifle.
Just, I didn't like that. That kind of ruined it for me.
Yeah. So yeah, exactly. So we play a better caliber of shooter. So when we go to that, we kind of compare the two because that's the only thing you could compare it really to, and it's not really that great.
Even a third person in Call of Duty, you can aim really well. You played third person, do it a couple times.
Yeah. Well, Call of Duty, I mean, third person, you know, like Gears of War, and the Call of Duty does it okay. It's not too bad.
I don't like how Gears of War does it, because it does it the same way Drake's does it, and my complaint is you stick to the wall, and then when you want to unstick, this is my only problem with Drake's, too, because I really like Drake's, but when you want to unstick from the wall, you can't just step away from the wall. When you say you're getting shot at and you want to get to another wall, you have to like lunge to unstick, which then puts you in the middle of a room and you're just getting fired at by everybody. Uh-huh. It's like you can't just unstick slowly and slowly move to the next wall.
Well, you know, to be honest, I didn't really have. I mean, I had that problem in Gears. I know what you're talking about, but it didn't happen to me. Like it never like actually. I've never done it enough where I'm like, oh, this is a fucking problem. I can't play this.
Yeah.
You know?
I don't know. Gears I'm not a big fan of anyway. I mean, I beat both of them, but I'm not like a huge diehard Gears of War fan.
I like them. I'm not diehard, but I like the games. See, the next on the list is Assassin's Creed 2. I haven't played it. And, I mean, it looks okay. I'm waiting for it in my Gamefly.
I'm waiting for the price to drop.
And I'm seeing. Next one on that list is Batman's Arkham Asylum, which was my favorite this year.
Mine too.
It's okay.
You didn't like it, loser. And then Borderlands, DJ Hero, Legend of Zelda, Spirits Tracks, and Flower.
Well, Borderlands, I really liked it. That to me, that's the best.
Borderlands, I don't know. I was trying to get into it, and I just can't get into it, dude. Like, I liked it at first.
You didn't play it long enough, though.
Yeah, I liked it. Yeah, like I said, I liked it at first, and then after a while, it just kind of like...
So you have to get to like the first maybe 3 hours before you can really get into the game. You're still basically at the beginning of the game.
Well, game should be good though, like right out of the box, you know.
Yeah, like
in my opinion, you shouldn't have to wait 3 hours to get for a game to get.
You know, a good example of that is BioShock. BioShock, the first BioShock. I mean, you're in the plane, and it fucking crashes like right out of the right at the start. Yeah, so you're in a burning, flaming car crash. The only place to go is right there in Rapture. What'd you say?
Airplane. You said car crash?
Did I say car crash?
Yeah.
It's the future. Flying cars.
It's a flying
car. It's the future in the 1930s.
Wings. Yeah.
It's called an airplane.
But yeah, you know, and they just hurl you in this world, and like, you know, the first thing you see is that banner says, you know, God, or there's no God, there's only man, or something like that, and it just kind of takes you on this whirlwind of an adventure. Like, you don't know what the fuck's gonna happen next.
And it's,
you know,
creepy.
Yeah, and it's creepy. Actually, and it's exciting. And
my problem with BioShock is it starts off with a bang, real exciting, and then after about a couple hours of playing it, the creepiness wears off, and it just becomes sort of just a standard.
Well, because you know you get used to it. You know, you get.
I mean, I'd rather have it be the other way around with Borderlands, where you gradually get into it, and then you want to play it more. Whereas, bam, you're right into it, and a few hours later, you're sort of getting bored with it.
Well, that didn't happen to me particularly in BioShock. I never got bored of it. Like, when
I just was like, the excitement and all, everything wore off, and it was just like, I was just playing it to get to the end.
Oh, no, like, that didn't happen
to
me.
I just want this to end now.
When it ended, I was like, oh, that was my biggest disappointment, that it actually ended. I wanted it to continue.
But that's the problem with, that's the problem with a lot of games, like, if you really like them, like Drake's Fortune is only like 8 hours long.
Uh-huh.
So you get to the end of it, and that's pretty much it. I mean, it has online, but that game is geared towards single player more so than the online. So,
yeah.
When did that game come out? Was that 2008 or what?
What, Drake's Fortune?
2007 or 2006? No,
BioShock. Yeah, that came out 2007.
On 7?
Yeah. Yeah, you know what? They're barely coming out with a sequel. It seems kind of far, huh?
A squeakle?
Have you guys seen the preview for that?
It's more or less the same. More of the same.
Yeah, that's what I'm like afraid of. It's like,
yeah,
they're building up all this hype around it because the first one was so good that it's not gonna live up to the first one's standard. So I don't know. I mean, they have like new stuff, like you can go underwater or not underwater. You're always underwater, but you know, you have like a little sea walk, and you also have like those big sisters make their appearance, and they're like all fast and agile and shit.
I think it's just one.
Is it just one?
Yeah, I think so.
See, that's another thing, that they didn't even hint to it. Like the first one was a standalone, this is the only BioShock that's ever going to come out type of game. Like, they didn't set it up for a sequel.
Yeah, it just ended when he
beat it. Yeah, so it's kind of like, well, how are they going to... I'm wondering how they're going to take the story from where it ended and then, like, restart the whole thing.
Well, I've seen a little bit of it. I mean, you're a big daddy now. And for some reason, you have powers, like, you know, you could use the, plasmids?
Yeah, plasmids.
And now there's a big sister, and she's trying to kill you for some reason, and it's just weird. It does seem a little, like, more the same, you know, it's just...
Yeah, so, I mean, my question is, are you going to be the same guy? Are you the same character from the first one?
No, you're not.
You're not?
You're a big guy.
No, you're not. You're not.
Yeah. Oh, okay. Well, I guess that could work, because, you know, I mean, I'm sure in that whole, you know, universe of Rapture that's down there, there's... hundreds of stories of people that, you know, what happened during the falling out of Rapture.
Huh.
You know, because I was thinking, like, oh, is this, like, the same guy? Because in my mind, I was like, it's the same guy doing the same things. You know, because in the first one, he turns into that big daddy. And then,
no,
you
I
know,
think this takes place like right after he leaves, like right after he gets off of uh-huh. Rapture. I think this takes place right after that.
Okay.
I think, I'm not sure.
Well, in that case, well, didn't he save all the big, all the little sisters?
Yeah.
Well, at least I did. I didn't do the bad ending.
I killed all of them.
You're a fucking horrible human being. Here, I want all the Adam.
But what did I tell you when I called you last night when you got my way and I fired through you to kill
that
guy?
Oh, man, dude. It's fucking bullshit, dude. All right, this is what happened. Cole up in game time, we're going into this house, right? And there's like a stairway or whatever. So there's an upstairs. And me and game time, we both go in at the same time. Cole up's behind us. A guy drops down from the, he jumps down the stairs. And he starts shooting at me and Wes, right? Or me and game time. So we're both standing there.
He's shooting all three of us.
Yeah, he was shooting at all three of us. So Cole up kills me to kill the guy.
What the hell?
Because, yeah, we're playing team hardcore, right? So you can kill your own teammates. So he shoots me, and then he shoots the guy. I'm like, dude, call up. He's like, well, you were in my way. I didn't tell you to jump in front of my bullet. I'm like, I'm standing still, like, in the room, you know? He's behind us. It's like, aim your gun, dude.
That's funny.
And did you see the guy? He jumped down, and it was like, you didn't move.
No, this is why I picture what happened, dude. The guy jumped down. This is call up by Hulk going, it's shooting every direction because he got scared.
That's something I would do, actually.
That's what you do in real life, though. If your friends are in front of you and the enemy's trying to kill all three, you fire through your friends.
I would not do that.
I hope we don't go to war with you.
Yeah. Good thing he's on the East Coast, huh? Oh, yeah. Oh, man.
You know what they say about East Coast. No, I'm just kidding.
Dude, you know what I've been noticing on Call of Duty lately? Is a bunch of crybabies. There's a bunch of little kids and fucking, I guess, grown people that are fucking like crybabies, dude.
Nah.
And they cry if they win, they cry if they lose, they cry if you're fucking using a shotgun, they cry
That's
if you're fucking sniping.
Unless I'm playing with friends.
It's fucking crazy, dude. Like, okay, for example, yesterday, we were playing, and this guy goes, Chris, you're a fucking bitch. Why? Why am I a bitch? Because you're using fucking Akimbo shotguns. Okay.
I say the same thing about everybody who uses a shotgun.
But it's like, it's not like they could fucking snipe people with a damn shotgun, dude. I mean, I'm fucking running. If you catch me 5 feet away from you, you're dead, okay? If you catch me 6 or 7 feet away from you, I'm probably going to die because you have range on me. And those shotguns don't shoot that far. See, the only way they kill that far is if, like, you're weak already and then I shoot you. Yeah, sometimes it does happen where I'm like, oh, that guy's pissed off. Like, I know he's pissed off because I seen it, and I was like, wow, I actually got
it. Those weapons are too powerful.
I think the game was pretty balanced. They were too powerful until today. I mean, they made it in a way so that not one person could take advantage, I mean, and, you know, just sweep the whole board.
Yeah, I mean, it's not so much where it turns the outcome of a game. It's not like these other glitches, you know, like fucking unlimited, you know, shotgun, I mean, unlimited...
Everything on top.
Exactly. That shit sways the game. Especially when you play a game against somebody who just turned it on themselves. So they're the only ones who have fucking unlimited grenades and shit. It's kind of it's a cheater move. That's what it is.
I haven't played since they've done those glitches.
Oh, dude. Yeah, well, supposedly today they fixed it. They came out with a patch that's going to...
Every time they fix the... Every time... With this version of Modern Warfare, every time they patch it, they break something else.
Well, you know, I think it's more like of the size of the community. So
it's
you know,
last time they fixed the what was it, the
javelin glitch? Yeah,
but that broke so people could hack the server and give you unlimited weapons and
But see, I think that's with everything. Like Halo 2 had the same problem. You know, and that's the problem they have is when they sell like so many games. Like so, you have let's say it's just 1 million people playing Call of Duty, right? You have 1 million people trying to find glitches. Yeah, you know, so when that javelin glitch came out...
I'd say maybe one-tenth of them are trying to find glitches.
Okay, well, yeah, but when you have a lot of people trying to figure out something, something's going to happen. You know, like that javelin glitch. When that was found out, how long did it take to spread out through every fucking buddy knew how to fucking do it? You know, it was probably done in a matter of hours.
And I never did it. I hated that glitch.
I hated it, too. Like, I tried it out. I'll be honest, I tried it. And it was, like, it was fun for the first... 3 minutes, you know, just to see what it does. Then after that, you know, you're like, well, I just want to play the game like the way it was supposed to be played.
I just realized I haven't played that game like in a month.
What, Call of Duty?
Yeah. I suck at those games, man.
You know, I don't... No, you don't suck. It's just that... I think it's your TV, dude.
Yeah, my TV sucks.
Because you're still playing on standard def, and it, like, I was playing on standard def so I can record like some games.
It letterboxes it, doesn't it? And you have this well, you bars can, you, on top of
it. Yeah, but his TV's square, so it doesn't matter. But still, it's so like the quality's so bad that like players are hard. I mean, they're hard to see anyways on an HD set. Now just imagine blurring the whole background out.
Yeah, it's tough.
Yeah, it's pretty bad. So it's like, I don't blame
handicap.
You. Yeah,
but it's not fair.
They're selling a 32-inch high def TV on TigerDirect for $299.99.
How much?
$299.99. I don't know if you're pricing them.
That's $299.99 more than what I have in me.
That's what I'm saying, dude. You need to go whore yourself out or something, dude. Start walking the streets.
I might. Wear some Daisy Dukes.
Yeah, some booty shorts.
I already have a black girl booty.
But dunk-a-dunk.
Serious. It's ridiculous. Hope I never go to prison.
Yeah, and then we have other crybabies who are like, because I haven't prestiged yet. You know, it took me fucking 3 weeks to get to 70. And I don't have the time or the patience to fucking, yeah, to rank up all the time. So, I don't know. They're like, why don't you rank up already, bitch? Huh?
I think I stopped at 25.
No, you're higher than that, aren't you? You're like level 40?
27. No way, dude. I think I'm like not even 30.
Oh. I don't know.
I'm at about 60, but I think you play more than I do.
Yeah, I'm pretty sure I play more than you do. My friend Brian, Little Hulk.
Yeah.
He's played already 7 days, I think. 7 days, like when you log on to his thing.
Well, he's always on whenever you put the Xbox. Whenever I turn the Xbox on, Darren, I use the one playing.
Yeah, it's like, dude, and he has a job too. So I don't get how that works.
I thought Little Hawk was like 13.
You know what's funny, dude? No, people always tell him that shit though. Shut up, little kid, because they think he's a little kid.
That's funny. What is he
like? 20? He's 26, dude.
Really? He's just his voice. Older. He sounds like he's like a lot younger.
No, you think he sounds older?
I think I've met him once. I'm not sure.
Yeah, he's tall. He looks older. If you close
your eyes, just listen to him. He sounds a lot, because I've never seen him. I just hear his voice over the Xbox.
Well, it's funny, because, you know, last night we were talking about, you know, Kolob got in an accident, right? And he beat up some guy who hit him with his car.
No, I didn't beat him up. I started flipping out, and then I calmed down.
Did this really happen?
Yeah, this really happened.
Someone hit the side of my car and knocked my window
off. And Kolob's like 6'9" or something like that.
6'4".
And that's still damn fucking tall, dude.
6'9". Like, dude. I'm 8'6".
Oh. Yeah, so, you know, and everybody was like, Kolob, you don't sound like you'd be that tall.
No kidding.
You see pictures of me.
Yeah, he's a tall motherfucker. Have you seen him?
No, I've seen a picture of him, yeah.
Okay.
So you beat up the person that crashed into you?
No, I didn't beat him up.
Don't
I
got lie.
But then I calmed down.
Oh. He just don't want to go to jail.
He sounds like such a nice guy.
I know.
I stuffed him into my trunk. I stuffed him into his trunk and drove his car off a cliff.
And then he jumped out in the last second.
He made him give him bumpkin.
No, I don't think so.
Bumpkin. Yes. You ever heard of bumpkin?
A blumpkin?
What was another one?
Is it Blumpkin?
I thought it was Blumpkin. Harold and Kumar too.
Yeah.
Yeah, where she's sucking your thing and while you're taking a crap or something.
Yeah. Oh, we heard a nastier one yesterday. It was fucking sick. You want to hear it?
Which one?
It's called the Alaskan Pipeline.
Jesus Christ.
Do you want to know what it is?
I can already imagine. What is it?
All right. It's you get a condom. You shit in it.
That's disgusting.
You freeze it so your lover could use it when you're not home.
Oh, my God.
I know, dude. I was like, what? We lost the game because of that shit, because we're just like, what the fuck?
What if you shit little pebbles?
I don't know, dude. it's a lumpy one.
Oh, I guess it'd be better if it was diarrhea. Anyway, that's disgusting. It's gross. I just barely found out what a Cleveland steamer was.
What's that?
I've heard different versions of it. It's pretty much like where you take a shit on their chest while they're sleeping. Like after they fall asleep, after you fucking...
Man, dude.
That's fucking dirty. I think that's what it is, and that's something else.
That's fucking wrong, dude.
Yeah, that's just...
Oh, man. You know what?
Chili dog and all kinds of shit.
I always think, like, how do fucking people come up with that shit, dude?
You know what I'm thinking? How the hell did we get from games to this?
Yeah, no shit, You guys are disgusting human beings.
That's what's next on video games. They're having sex on video games now. They're going to have...
Fucking, was it scat porn?
Jesus.
Oh, man. Oh, you know what? Speaking of sex on games, I put a video up on Game Trailers, the sex scene in Ballad of Gay Tony, And within 3 days, dude, I got 14,000 views. I was like, holy shit, dude. I'm a superstar. Hopefully it transfers over to the listeners, but after the Bumpkin and Cleveland Steamer and
Alaska
Pipeline. We should edit that out.
Nah, I'm going to leave it in. Fuck it. Nobody listens anyways.
Somebody's going to get offended.
So?
And get sued.
How are you going to get sued for that?
No, I'm just kidding. Just
it's educational, informational shit. That same video I put, it got taken down off of YouTube because it said I was in violation of copyright infringement.
What the hell?
Yeah, and I was like, what the fuck? Like, you know, there's like 100,000 videos of the same shit. What's that?
Are you going to get sued?
No, no. There's a little loophole. It's like, it's Fair Use Act. So you can display shit. Like, you can have clips of stuff. As long as they're not in their entirety. As long as it's broken up.
And you're not making money off of it.
And you're not making money off of it, which I'm not making any money off this podcast.
Yet.
Yeah. Millionaires overnight, dude. it's called the Fair Use Act. So you can use it for criticism, I think educational and fucking news reporting and shit like that. So basically, it should fall under that. It's kind of like a journalism kind of thing, I guess. I don't fucking know.
Oh, I see.
Anyway, back to gaming. So there's another list you want to read off, the most disappointing games?
Oh, yeah. Let me find that real quick.
What would be your vote?
Yeah, what's your most disappointing game of 2009?
I have to think about it.
Think about
it. No time. Off the top of your head.
Yeah.
I don't buy games I don't like, so it's kind of... I don't have any idea.
That's how I used to buy games like a long time ago, like Super Nintendo. I would just like, I'm going to buy a game, and I'd just pick anything randomly, and I'd be like, this looks good.
This isn't the disappointing games. This is the disappointments of 2009. Okay. So the top one they have listed is the PSP Go, which I fucking agree with.
What the hell's that?
I've been ragging against that since we started the show.
Yeah. It's basically a PSP, but it's all...
digital downloads.
Yeah, digital downloads, so there's no disc or nothing.
Yep. Mm. And it has two problems. One, you only have about 100 PSP games online and about 129 PS1 games online, so you don't even have the whole library of PSP games to play.
Oh, that's good.
And the other problem is you can't put UMD discs in it, so what's the point?
Yeah, and it's only 16 gigabytes, and you could buy a 32 gigabyte... slim disk card or whatever, so you can actually have a regular PSP to slide the you know thing in it.
I have an 8 gig in my PSP, and that's plenty for just the games that I might download, because I don't the UMDs I buy, but I have some PS1 games that I transfer back and forth between my PlayStation 3 and my PSP.
So basically the newer design is what they were thinking that was gonna catch people's eye, or what? Like, oh, look at it, slides up.
I'm thinking it's just basically a test to see how willing the market is to go to all digital. Uh-huh. I think they knew the PSP Go wouldn't sell that well. I think they're just seeing the people who buy it, what their attach rate is. Like, do people who buy the PSP Go, are they going to download, you know, 5 games a year or 1 game and never touch it again?
That seems so stupid to me, though. Like, oh, we're going to spend all this money developing this PSP Go.
You got billions of dollars.
I guess. It's like chump change to them, right? Good point.
Well, we're heading that way, though. I think within the next 2 generations of video games, it's going to be all digital at some point. Well, I think the system after that.
Movies are pretty much there already. Like, you know, I downloaded Terminator Salvation the other day. And, you know, I don't need a Blu-ray player because, you know, I could just download the high-definition version.
They never look as good as Blu-ray, though. I've downloaded a couple high-def. It still looks not quite as good as Blu-ray.
It looks pretty good on my screen. So I'm like, you know, it's enough for I'm like, yeah, this is pretty tight. This is awesome.
Did you buy it?
Yes.
And was it like a Xbox 360 purchase?
Sure. Sure it was. Okay. Let's see. What was I going to say? Oh, yeah, the PSP.
Go.
Fuck, dude. I completely forgot what I was going to say. Let's get off the subject of me downloading movies, okay? That's all I want to say. let's see. Next disappointment was Modern Warfare 2, the multiplayer exploits, which, you know, I agree with.
But it's fixable.
Yeah. So it's
not like you're stuck with it forever and ever.
Why do they show that scene with the airport scene? You know, were you offended?
I have no idea.
I wasn't
offended at all. Actually, I was like, I was ruthless, dude. I was cutting people as they were crawling away
I didn't at first because I was like, what the hell's going on? And I was like, oh, well, I'm playing a game. Might as well play it. Go all out. I did enjoy shooting the cops, though.
Kolop cried, and he had a rape shower after. Oh. He took a rape shower.
That's funny.
You guys, you know what a rape shower is, right, Kolop?
Yeah.
Yeah. He's not from experience. No, I'm just kidding.
I'm sorry. Yeah. It's the shower scene they have in every movie when I'm
over. Yeah, where the girl's like in the fetal position, rocking back and forth in the shower. Okay, next.
The only one I remember is Jim Carrey in having a rape shower. I don't remember what movie it's from, but
I think that's one of the Ace Ventura movies.
Probably. I don't know why. I just picture him like jumping in there, like burning his clothes and shit.
Yeah, it is. It is because he has sex with that Ray Finkel guy, who's actually a chick.
Oh yeah, that's right.
Yeah, it's the first Ace Ventura. All right, mystery solved.
Yes.
Next game on the list is Ghostbusters.
I didn't even play it. I mean, I played bits and pieces of it, but I never bought it.
Really. Yeah, I got it off my game files, all excited. I was like, oh, fuck yeah, Ghostbusters, this would be awesome. You know, ran to my TV, plugged it in, and it's just like, yeah, Ghostbusters.
It got kind of fun, like, after you got all the guns, because then, like, it was more like of a challenge. Like, it was pretty cool after you get all the guns. It was like 4 different guns.
No, it wasn't pretty.
Yeah, no, it was decent. I wouldn't call it a disappointment. I think it was decent.
You know, the best thing about that game, I thought, was the voice acting, because it was the actual guys. So that was cool. Yeah. Next game on here is DJ Hero.
Never heard of it.
I never played it. I heard of it.
I played it. It was interesting, but you know, not enough for me to go, this game's awesome, I need to get this controller. It's probably like a DJ audience only.
They can't expect people to keep wanting to buy these large attachments. You know, people buy Rock Band. Now they're going to be expected to buy, you know, that record. You know?
Yeah, yeah.
Control. I mean, how many big attachments do they expect people to have?
Well, I have a buddy of mine who's an actual DJ. Like, he actually DJs stuff.
Yeah.
And he's saying that game was shit. DJ Hero? He says it's fucking like easier really to be a real DJ.
Say the same thing about Guitar Hero.
Yeah, I guess so. Let me see. Next disappointment was Killzone.
PS3.
Yeah, PS3.
I like Killzone. The online is the best aspect of it, though. I played a lot of the... My only disappointment is it's only on the PS3, so I don't have any friends who have Killzone to play it with, so I was just playing against random people all the time.
Yeah. Well, that and the voice chat. Like, hardly anybody has voice chat on PSN.
Yeah,
network,
well, people
right?
have their shitty Bluetooth instead of the USB, and I don't care what anyone says. Bluetooth is not as good as USB when it comes to the microphone headsets. So all you hear is people, when they try to talk, is... You know, I was like,
it's real life, dude.
I used the USB when I used the PS3, but I don't really know. Like I said, I don't really know anyone who had Killzone for the PS3, uh-huh. So didn't really have anyone to talk to or play with that I know.
Let's see here. It just says it was disappointing, pretty much. I guess you know they hyped it up so much and it just didn't live up to their expectation. But that happens a lot.
So disappointing doesn't necessarily mean bad.
Yeah,
it's just not what it was expected to be.
Exactly.
Not a failure, I guess.
And then they have Resident Evil 5. You know, how come Resident Evil 5 didn't win any awards?
It
was a good game.
Yes.
Oh,
you didn't
no.
like it?
I thought
it's awful.
I thought it was good. Only thing I don't like about it is they need to upgrade the shooting mechanic in that game.
They need to just upgrade the whole game. Just take the whole game and throw it in the trash and rebuild the whole game.
You know what scared the crap out of me was part one. The very first one that came out?
Really? Part 2 was scarier for me.
That was scary.
But the PlayStation 1 one?
Yeah.
No, that didn't really scare me.
I was scared.
Well, when you're 6 foot, you know, 10, nothing scares you. You're a giant, dude. Nobody cares. We're small little Mexicans over here. We're like 4 foot 5.
I'm like 5'5", and I've been like that since like 6th grade, or maybe even smaller.
Yeah, so the world's giant to us, dude. Big world, little people, dude. Yeah.
I like when people ask me how's the weather up there because I spit on them and tell them it's raining.
Oh, yeah.
let's see. They have a little list here. It says the horrible mentions. Tony Hawk's Ride. That's
the honorable mentions.
Yeah. Tony Hawk's Ride.
Most disappointing for me, I would say, was that UFC game.
Oh, my God. Yeah, that was bad. And, you know, people talk about it like it's the shit, dude. Like, it's fucking dope.
The UFC, right?
Yeah.
Okay.
It feels broken when you play it. Something feels off with it.
No, it's fun when, like, you're playing it with somebody who's in the room with you. You know, like, you know, if you go to your buddy's house and we're about to watch a UFC fight, throw on the game before the fight.
That's gets my most disappointing up, game. That's you asked fun. Me earlier what my most disappointing game was. That's it.
That's your pick?
Yeah, that's my pick.
Yeah. I tried the campaign mode, and I think I played for like 5 minutes, and I was like, this sucks.
Yeah, because it's like, would you like to train your guy? Yes. No. 2 weeks have passed, and it's like, well, it feels like fucking 2 weeks. Because it loads, too. Like, it loads yeah. during the things, and it's like...
I mean, it's just too complicated. They just made it... I mean, I miss Mike Tyson Punch-Out type games, you know? Real simple.
Well, that's another disappointment, was Fight Night Round 4 for the 360.
Yeah.
Because Fight Night Round 3, you could use the analog stick or the buttons to punch. And because the analog stick, you know, those games don't really work right. I don't know if you ever played the Fight Night
Yeah,
games.
Because they try to make it seem like, you know, like this is your left hand, this is your right hand.
Yeah, and
it,
like, I it never like works that. Out so, right. What was I saying? So in Fight Night Round 3, I just used the buttons because it was just easier. The right hook was, you know, one of the buttons, left hook, uppercut.
Yeah.
In this game, you got to hit uppercut. You have to press down and then do like a loop to the right, but it only works half the time. So I wound up throwing jabs instead of uppercuts.
Yeah, it's like they... I was playing that today. Sorry, go ahead.
No, I was playing that today. I rented it and... Yeah, and you can't even customize your own character like you could before.
Really?
At least I couldn't. No, it's already made for you.
I played the demo and I wasn't impressed. I was like, I mean, it looks nice though. I mean, it does. It looks way better than Part 3.
Yeah, it just doesn't play better.
But yeah, Part 3 is the better game.
They have Mike Tyson in it. That's the only big, you know, round Mike 4 is Mike Tyson. And even that, I don't know, they didn't make him powerful enough. You fight with Tyson, it's like I'm hitting a guy with uppercut after uppercut after uppercut. I'm like, you know, I've seen Tyson fight over the years. One uppercut and your head's basically on the floor, you know, one clean uppercut.
And your body's still standing.
Yeah, exactly. Your body's like walking around looking for his head at that point.
Let's see here. Anything else worth mentioning?
Well, that Tony Hawk, what you were talking about, that's another thing where people have to buy the...
Yeah, the stupid $100 skateboard.
Yeah, it's like, how many... They can't keep expecting people to want to have these big, large attachments all over their house.
With that Project Natal, you just be able to, you know, pretend like you're...
I wonder how if that's going to be good. Like,
I don't know, man.
It looks like it'd be fun.
It'll be fun for women and older people and kids.
You should get it, Freddy, so I can go to your house and try it.
I don't know. Maybe I'll convince my girlfriend to buy it.
She's rich, right?
I wish.
That comes out next year, doesn't it?
I think so. I believe so.
How do you use that with a projector, though? That means you have to like run the camera over to your...
No, it sees you in 3D space, right? So the image on your TV shouldn't matter anyways.
Yeah, but you have to be like in front of it, not to the side of it.
I wonder how many people are going to knock shit down and break shit and want to sue Xbox for, you know, injury.
There's probably a big, huge user agreement when you buy it.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, of course.
You know it's going to happen, right? I mean,
because you have people throwing their controllers through the TV when they bought the Wii at first.
Oh, yeah, and injuring themselves, too. Huh?
Look at dummies.
The nunchuck.
You know what's sad is that I was playing Wii Sports with my nephews. My nephew and niece. And, you know, we're playing the baseball game or whatever, and I'm throwing the ball and throwing all this stuff, dude. And I swear to God, dude, I think I got tennis elbow out of playing that,
dude. Oh, my God.
I was like, what the fuck?
You got windies and shit? Yeah. Damn, this fake tennis.
It was actually pretty sad, dude. Pretty sad.
That's funny.
I was like, I hate Wii. Stupid spit stuff.
I seen something on the news where, like, old people were using it. They were like, this is so fun.
I haven't played skip ball in years. Old people.
Problem is, old people buy the Wii, play the Wii Sports for about a day, and then never touch it again.
Yeah, no kidding. They probably paid each and every one of those, like, $5.
Well, shit, dude. Fucking all the advertisement Nintendo got for that. I mean, how many people saw that news story and went, you know, I can get that for my mom and dad. They'll like that. That's a good gift.
Yeah.
That's a good gift.
Yeah, and then you have to hook it up for them, and then they don't know what they're doing, how to turn it back on when you leave.
You know, the grandkids are like, fuck that, get an Xbox.
I would be, grandma, dude. Fuck yeah, dude.
Play this shit.
I think the Wii was a disappointment this year. I mean, the Wii is in, what, third year now? Second, third year?
Yeah, and it's...
There's one game, one game all year.
Not even Punch-Out?
The thing with the Punch-Out is that, because I had that too, is I played it. And then I just went back to playing the original Punch-Out. And I'm like, the original Punch-Out is just better. They had too many the boxers were, like, dancing and, like, you know, they had, like, it was too glamorized, if that makes any sense. they give you boxes, someone, and then in order to hit them, you have to wait for like the light to flash on top of their head after they do a disco dance while drinking a cup of coffee. And it's like, you know, I just I don't. Just...
Do they have the same fighters on there or no?
Some of them are the same. They had a I'm trying to remember Glass Joe.
I think King Hippo.
Yeah.
King Hippo was on there.
I remember the dude I could never beat was which one was
Mike
it?
Tyson?
I think it was after the Russian dude. Oh no, the Russian dude.
Soda Popinski.
Yeah, Soda Popinski. There you go.
I could never beat that one guy who did all the uppercuts. He was like an Indian guy.
He was the guy I always had trouble with. The third guy, Macho Man.
Was he? I sucked at that game.
Which one did you say?
Macho Man, the guy right before Tyson.
Macho Man.
Oh, I never got that far.
Yeah, I never got that far either. You got to Mike Tyson?
Yeah, I used to beat Tyson. 00737359 63. That's the code to get straight to Tyson. Damn. I never forgot it.
I seen somebody beat him, like, and they beat him easily. I was like, what? Like,
yeah, because
once you learn his pattern, ago. Once you learn all their patterns, it's really not that hard.
Yeah, he pretty much like flashes like right before he hits or something like that.
No,
the thing is, if he hits you, you're dead.
Because I remember when I was a kid, I must put that code because I remember Tyson would just punch you once, dude, and you'd be dead.
Yep.
Right.
Yep.
Yeah.
No, Soda Popinski, he beat my ass. I didn't know what his pattern was.
I used to like that one, the little doo, you go down.
Oh.
The Indian guy?
Huh? No, the sound you would make when you're falling.
Oh, yeah.
Or when they're falling, they're like, doo, doo,
yeah.
Knock them out, the stars.
Yeah.
That felt awesome. That game was
yeah,
shit.
I want to play it now, dude.
I know, me too. Let's get it.
Let's find it. Let's find the ROM.
Oh, man. Good stuff.
Oh, man. I never really got a lot of video games for Christmas. Did you?
I did.
Yeah, I probably get one like every Christmas.
I think it's because like we're poor. Game. That's probably why. Yeah, we're real poor. So, like, I'd always get like I think one Christmas. This was like when the Sega Genesis came out, and my parents. I assume we had money then because they got it for us. And my dad was like so excited, dude. He was like, "Hey, Chris, Wes, come here." You know. So me and my brother go. He's check it out, look what me and your mom got you. And this is like, 2 weeks before Christmas, dude. Like, me and my brother look at each other like, awesome! Yeah. He's all, you guys want to connect? My dad's so cool, dude. He let us connect it, play it. And then when my mom got home, he was like, all right, let's disconnect it, put it back in.
Oh, that's cool.
Yeah, so my mom never knew that we played it early. Awesome,
be all
dude.
Itching to play it. Home.
Yeah,
oh,
dude,
God,
yeah.
Awesome.
When you know they wrapped it or whatever, I would always go over there and go, I wonder what's in here. So
and you start playing, you're already on level 10.
Yeah, yeah. I think my mom knew that we played it somehow. I don't know, probably.
I pretty much had every system up until the PlayStation 1 bought for me for Christmas.
Really?
Or not for Christmas, for Christmas or my birthday, one or the other.
I never had the Genesis.
No?
No.
The PS1 was the last one my parents bought for me because then, you know, PS2 came out. It was, what, 2000, I guess?
I think
in the year 2000.
The last console that was bought for me was probably the first PlayStation.
Yeah, that was the last one that was bought for me, too.
Yeah, and then after that, I was old enough to just,
go
ahead and buy my own stuff. But, man, dude, those were the days.
That kind of ruins Christmas, too, though, because you have nothing to look forward to anymore. It's like, I can just buy it.
So, are you guys expecting anything cool for Christmas this year?
Christmas sucks now. I mean, because you got to buy gifts for everybody else. Well, I don't, of course. I really don't give a damn about anybody. But I mean,
well, you got to buy one for your girlfriend, right? At least.
Oh yeah, I guess I have to.
But
just buy her like something cool that you want to use. You know, if you don't want to use it, well, you know, I'll take it off your hands.
She wanted Harry Potter, the new one that came out, Half Blood Prince.
Really?
I don't really like those damn movies.
I like the Harry Potter movie. I read the books and I saw the movies.
Yeah, the movies are the books are okay. I got that audio book from you.
Yeah.
That was pretty cool.
Did you guys see that Half-Blood Prince?
Yeah, I saw it.
I saw all of them.
I don't know. I've only seen, that's the first one I've seen in theaters, and I've seen maybe a couple of the movies. Or maybe I've seen them all, but not in order, so I'm just really confused.
Uh-huh.
I don't know, there's like 20 of them.
That's the best one, by the way, so far.
Really?
Yeah.
Man, if that's the best one, then I'm not looking
forward
to it.
Yeah, don't watch any other ones.
I thought I was bored as hell.
The first one's good, the second one good, and then this latest one is good. The ones before that, they're kind of like, well, Goblet of Fire was okay, too.
And the sixth one. Well, I forget what one the third one was name-wise, but I remember that's the one I liked the most.
Third one.
If that dude can fly around and kind of like teleport, why didn't he just teleport when he's in the air? Falling down.
Who? What part?
He can't teleport.
The wizard dude.
Oh, Yeah.
Doesn't he fly around like crazy?
No, he has to be on his broom. When he teleports, he needs to have that thing to stick his head in.
To mean to evaporate?
Yeah, he can't just teleport. Like, he can't just look up and teleport.
I don't know. He did this thing where he flies around through the air. I was thinking, like, well, when he was falling through the air, couldn't he have just done that?
I don't even know what part you guys are talking about.
No, what happened was his energy was drained if you read the book because of all the stuff he went through. So when that happened, he didn't have enough energy to do anything when he fell to the ground.
Half-Blood Prince?
Yeah, I don't remember. I don't know.
The main wizard dude dies?
Yeah, talking about Dumbledore, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, Snape throws him up in the air, throws him out the window.
Are you serious? Chris is just like...
I have like a blank look on my face.
You know, like, movies?
I don't remember that part, dude. Like,
are you serious?
Didn't he do the abracadabra spell on him or whatever, and then he dies?
Maybe you want to go take a shit when that happens.
I don't remember the name of the spell.
Maybe, dude. Maybe I had a blessed deuce during that part, dude. But like,
oh, God. This fucking big gold booter.
Well, what happened was you got hit with the spell watching it, so it erased your memory. You don't remember it.
You know what's funny is that I say it's a good movie, but I don't even fucking remember the ending.
That's funny. No, I don't know. I thought it was a little boring.
Oh, speaking of movies, since I have a Blu-ray, but it's a lead in the God of War 3.
Uh-huh.
If you buy District 9 on Blu-ray, you get the God of War 3 demo for the PlayStation 3.
Is it worth it? That's the only reason you got
it. I bought it for the District 9. I didn't buy it for God of War.
That's a movie just happened really to be.
Like. It just happened that God of War came with it.
So is God of War good? How's the demo?
If you like the first two God of War games, you'll like this, because it's basically just the same game with updated graphics.
Okay.
Or if you've never played a if this is the first next generation game, say this is the whole reason you're buying a PlayStation 3 and you don't have an Xbox or anything.
Uh-huh.
You'll be amazed by the graphics. If you've had a PlayStation 3 or an Xbox 360 for a couple years and you've played games like Ratchet & Clank or Gears of War or Drake's Fortune,
pretty much any new game.
then the graphics, because I keep reading how great the graphics are, and it's like these graphics aren't any better than some games I've already played.
Well, it's just pretty much like a beta version, isn't it?
No, it's the first level.
Oh.
Well, I assume it's the first level. It's the E3 demo, which was, with what I understand, is the whole first, 20 minutes of the game.
That's the one where the guy, he rips the other guy's head off, right? Like, literally rips the guy's head off, and you can see, the skin pulling and ripping, and, the guy's and he, pulls it off.
Does he? I don't know what you're talking about.
That didn't happen in the demo?
I don't remember that happening in the demo.
Did you beat the demo?
He rips everybody in half and stuff like that, but that's what he just
In the E3 demo, it's there's a Titan.
There's a big giant dude that's on top of buildings. Yeah, that's in there.
And then I think it's not Perseus. It's some god on a chariot.
Yeah.
And he's flying around and he's taunting Kratos.
Oh, yeah. When you hit him enough, the big giant god thing grabs him.
Yeah, and then doesn't he rip his head off at the end of the demo?
I thought he squeezed him to death.
Oh.
Maybe he did rip his head off. Now I don't remember.
Maybe it was too gruesome.
I think I remember he grabbed him and he squeezed him. I don't remember if he ripped his head off.
Well, in the E3 demo, Kratos actually, the guy's laying on the floor. Kratos puts his, he steps on his back. Yeah. And, he rips his head off from, from his spine, from the back.
Yeah, this is the E3 demo. This says E3 demo, and I don't remember that at all.
They must have took it out, because there was a controversy over that, how gruesome is too gruesome,
Yeah, because he's ripping everyone apart anyway. Like, there are civilians that run away.
Yeah.
But you can grab them and use them as shields, so I did that a lot.
Meat shield. Kind of like in Call of Duty, huh? Is that where you got the idea? Chris is standing in front of me. I'll shoot the guy.
if you're getting arrows flung at you, I guess you're supposed... I don't know if he's a good guy or a bad guy. I beat the first one, but that was 4 or 5 years
Kratos?
Ago.
So Kratos is he's the anti-hero.
Yeah.
He doesn't want to be...
just there to just be there, I guess. But it's like the people were... Civilians were running and asking for help, so I just picked one guy up and used and held him in front of me while the arrows were shooting at me.
He's like, you can help me.
You know what game I'm looking forward to is Red Dead Redemption.
Oh, yeah. That game looks fucking awesome, dude.
It's Grand Theft Auto,
but in the Wild West. It's going to be awesome, dude.
Yeah, that game looks badass.
Just like the whole little world they made, it just looks fucking bad, dude.
I love Western games, dude.
It's going to suck.
Shut up, Colop. Shut up. Don't say
it. He doesn't like it. He's going to suck.
He says it sucks, dude. He's a blasphemer, dude.
No,
he horse jacked me. He stole my horse. You're running around on a horse instead of a car.
It's gonna be awesome, Co-op, right?
It's gonna be awful. If it has the aiming system that Grand Theft Auto has.
Okay, yeah, I agree with that, dude. If it has the same aiming system Grand Theft Auto has, it's gonna be a little challenging. Because I didn't really like the aiming system they had, and then
I didn't like it at all. The aiming system.
Yeah, they need to revamp. You know what aiming system I wish Grand Theft Auto would adopt is the one from Saints Row 2.
Yeah,
or even Saints Row the first one. Yeah, even Gears of War would obviously be, you know, ideal, but like the one on Saints Row, it plays like the third person on Call of Duty.
Yeah.
Where it kind of like, you know, it's still free aim like Call of Duty, but you know, you're kind of just running and gunning.
Yeah, I gotta get that game, Saints Row 2. I've been
downloaded, dude. I need to. Since I switched hard drives, if you get it, I want to play I want to play through it again because I, like, you know, pretty much lost all my saves.
Well, we can play together if we do that.
Yeah, you can play the whole game co-op.
Exactly. We get used for like $13. I'll probably just go pick it up.
Go get it.
Which game?
Saints Row 2.
Oh, that's a good game.
Best game of 2008. I thought it was better than Grand Theft Auto, to be honest.
Yeah. Actually, my problem with Grand Theft Auto was the same exact problem I have with Left 4 Dead. The aiming is all like hip fire.
I let somebody borrow aiming Saints
all over
Road
place
2.
Sometimes.
I let somebody borrow Saints Row 2, and they were like, "Ooh, it's crap." I was like, "Man, it's because he's like a diehard Grand Theft Auto fan."
Yeah.
I just like, oh, you know, of course the graphics aren't as good as Grand Theft Auto, but it's just a funner game.
Yeah, know? Yeah. There's a lot more things, you know. It's what Grand Theft Auto used to be like.
Yeah.
You know.
Well, they had Chinatown Wars. That's supposed to be pretty good.
That's on the DS, though. Who wants to play on a DS?
Well, that's why no one bought it. It flopped.
I have a DS.
Well, you know, like, if I'm here at home, I want to sit in my chair and play on my big screen, you know?
It depends, because, like, I play my PSP home a lot, even though I'm home.
Like, that's because your girlfriend doesn't let you watch TV.
Huh?
So that's probably because your girlfriend doesn't let you watch TV.
No, we have two separate ones. She has the one upstairs, and I use the basement for projector.
Oh, the basement? She sticks me. Yeah. Go to the basement. Go in your hole.
Troll. No,
the basement. I've been using the basement since before that, though. Since before we got everything. Because it's easier than having my controllers all over the living room. Mm. Yeah.
I just have my one bedroom, and it's like stuffing 10 pounds of shit in a 5-pound bag. So everything's on top of each other, pretty much. I got a lot of stuff, dude. That
pretty much sums it up. No, I'm just kidding.
How dare you?
I'm just kidding.
How fucking dare you?
So, is there any game? So, this year, what's your best game? What do you think is the best game this year?
I'm gonna say Batman, dude. Batman was my favorite game this year. That was my biggest surprise because, you know, all fucking superhero games suck. That's just like a known fact.
I kind of like that.
The Spider-Man ones are pretty good though. The Spider-Man movie ones.
Movie.
Yeah, Spider-Man, the movie game, Spider-Man 1, 2, 3.
Yeah, that's what I was going to know. Like that. I thought that was pretty fun when you're swinging through like the buildings. That was pretty fun.
Well, I played that Spider-Man Web of Shadows. Huh. Did you guys play that?
No.
I thought that one's pretty good. It's not the graphics aren't that great or whatever, but like you actually feel like you're Spider-Man when you're fighting, which is hard to do in a game,
sorry,
I guess. Go ahead. What are you going to say?
Did you ever play Spider-Man on the PS1? It's just called Spider-Man.
No, I haven't.
That's really good. If you ever get a PS3 or down the road or whatever, and you get a chance to get Spider-Man for the PS1, you can probably get it for like $3 or $4 if you find it somewhere. That might be one of the best Spider-Man games ever made, even though it's now dated, you know, graphically. You can swing through the city. It's basically ahead of its time. It was sort of like the Spider-Man movie games, but, you know, it came out in like 95 or something like that. But it was a really, really good game.
And that was like for the first PlayStation?
Yeah, not Spider-Man 2 or not Spider. There's a couple Spider-Man games. It's just called Spider-Man. That's it.
I'll have to check that out. You know, for Christmas this year, I was hoping for a PS3.
Not gonna happen.
I don't know, cause like what do you call it? My mom was asking me like weird questions. She was like, "So, what Xbox games do you like?" I was like, "Well, I got all the games I want. I want a PS3." Isn't that an Xbox? No.
You'd be disappointed Christmas comes, you open up the box, and it's another Xbox.
Actually, I'd be like, sweet, I'm going to return this. I'm going to PlayStation. Yeah, I'm hoping for a PlayStation 3 this year, because if I don't get it for Christmas, I'm definitely probably going to get one at the beginning of the year, because the main reason, actually, is for the podcast. So I can,
and a Blu-ray
player? Yeah, so I can, well, not the Blu-ray player, really. I don't really care for that. But... It's because, like, I want to play Uncharted. I want to play, you know, the new Gran Turismo and all these games that are coming out. But if I can't play them because I have an Xbox. What's that?
If you get Uncharted, let me know, because I'd like to play the online with someone I actually know.
Yeah.
I know three other people with PlayStation 3s, and they're all totally the opposite of the games I play.
Yeah, so I'm going to shoot to get one after Christmas.
You're going to shoot to get one? That's very violent.
And I just got a gun, too. Sweet! Hold on one second. Freddy went to the... He went to the bathroom. Right, he's coming back already. Oh, we have too many animals.
I think I stepped on like five of them. Every step I took is like, rawr, rawr, rawr,
rawr. Like an elephant.
Showed him.
All right.
You want me my game of the year?
Yeah. What's your game of the year?
I know it's going to be cliche and probably make some people roll their eyes in their head when I say this game, but it's honestly, it's Modern Warfare 2 because of all the time I spent playing.
Oh, God. No, I'm just kidding.
No, you're right. I mean, it's a good game.
I was torn between that one and Batman.
Yeah. But the thing about Modern Warfare is you notice that you talk to people and they act like they hate Modern Warfare. You know, they act like, oh, it's not that good. But you always see like hundreds of thousands of people playing it at one time.
Well, maybe it's just me, but I say that all the time, you know, like, I mean, but don't get me wrong, that's probably the game I play the most, but if you look at it as a sense of a person...
I'm going to take, like, a week off, and then, like, 3 hours later, you're back on.
It's an addiction, dude. Because, like, I hate it and I love it at the same time. No, but, like, that game, like, another buddy of mine, we call him Juanbo, he doesn't have Xbox Live yet, and he got Call of Duty.
He
beat it like the first day he got, or the first weekend he got it, like within, you know, 2 days he beat it. And for him, it's like, well, it was a good game, but now I can't play it because, you know, there's no online.
Yeah, that game wasn't really meant for single player. I mean, it has the campaign, but it really wasn't meant for that.
Hold on, I'm having technical difficulties here.
Can he still hear us?
Yeah, he can still hear us.
Oh, okay. You should have seen your face, dude.
I thought I unplugged the microphone, dude. There we go. Man. It's because I got a moco and I got to get it out. Ah, shit.
Is that the reason for all this mess?
Yeah.
Now I can't hear you. Hello? I can't hear you at all. I hear muffled sounds.
How about now?
Yeah, I hear you now.
Oh, he just hocked a big loogie into a trash can.
Well, that's why I muted it, so I could cut it out. Oh. Shit.
Well, you should have muted my you know, my disgust. Oh, God. I think it jiggled a little bit.
Oh, man, dude. No, well, you were in the can. I was telling him that I'm hoping for a PS3 for Christmas this year.
He said you're going to buy it for him.
Shit, dude.
I can't even afford to buy myself some shoes. Oh, man.
Yeah, so, yeah, that's what I'm hoping for, because I want to play all these games that are coming out and that are out. This is only, like, five, but still, I still want to play
them. For the PS3?
Yeah, like...
Which ones?
I want to play Drake's Fortune. I want to play Gran Turismo. I don't want to buy Gran Turismo. I want to play it.
Huh. You want to play both Drake's Fortunes?
Both of them, yeah. Because both of them are supposed to be are excellent games, right?
First one is ass. No, the first one wasn't all that great.
Really? I thought the first one was like a big, you know, hit.
The first one, the problem with the first one is they don't... The second one, they actually, you can see a trail of where to walk. You know what I mean? Like in the woods or stuff like that.
Uh-huh.
The first one, they didn't bother giving you a trail. They blended all together. So you just wind up walking into trees that aren't really trees. They're just like blocks. You know, they're just like game trees, you know what I'm talking about, where you can't really get around them.
Yeah, they have like
and
an invisible wall.
Like an open trail, and you're stuck hitting this invisible wall. It's like, where am I supposed to? You just wander around aimlessly throughout a big portion of that game, just trying to find out where to go, because they don't leave the trail for you.
Hmm.
It's more frustrating than anything else, the first one.
Yeah, so I'm going to play that one. I want to play the second one. God of War, I definitely want to get. And I want to play Metal Gear. I think that's about it.
Metal Gear you can rent and beat. It's about 23 hours of cinematics and about 15 minutes of gameplay.
That's sad, dude. It's probably, I believe you, too. That's probably correct. See, is there anything else? I mean, what else is there on the PlayStation that Xbox doesn't have?
Ratchet and Clank, if you like shooters and stuff like that. If you like fast paced, because Ratchet and Clank is based on fast paced twitchiness.
That's more like a platforming, like Crash Bandicoot type of game, right?
It is somewhat, but it's like a big open environment where Crash Bandicoot is more of a narrow.
See, that's a game I would try, but I probably wouldn't, you know, really.
Well, you could download the demo and try it if you got a PlayStation 3. See if you like, you know, play through the first level, see if you like it or not. You can get the first game for like $14 now, anyway.
Meh. Meh. Let's see, what else is there? That's pretty much it, huh?
Yeah, there's others, but there's nothing that's memorable.
Killzone, I want to try it at least.
Killzone 2 is great for the online. Like, I think you'll really enjoy it. Yeah, you have to. The default controllers suck, but you can. I think it's controller option number 3 that makes it more like the Call of Duty. So you can go in and make it like Call of Duty. It's not that hard.
Let's see, Resistance. I want to play that.
I don't know about you, but I want to play Zelda Spirit Tracks on my DS.
I've seen the little commercial for that. What is that about?
It's just a Zelda game, dude.
It's like cel shaded, right?
It looks like a cartoon.
Yeah. That's the best.
I love those little crappy games, dude. Like Final Fantasy Tactics, the last one that came out, the A2, Advance 2. That game was awesome, dude.
Yeah, I have no idea any of that stuff, dude.
That game was hardcore.
I know people like that shit, but I can't wrap my head around it, dude. Whenever I see it, I'm like, how is that fun? How does that translate?
It's like chess on crack. That's what it is.
It's wizard chess, Harry.
I like chess.
Huh?
I like chess.
I like boobies.
That's what it is. In my opinion, it's like an advanced chess because, I mean, you each take a turn and, you know, and you make your move and, you know.
I guess when you put it in that way, it makes more, like, sense to me. But still, I don't play chess
either. And then it has a story, too, you know.
Just, I want to play with chess, not the game chess.
Oh, chess. Yeah.
Some boobies. Zing. Yeah. I hate you guys.
Even the crickets around here shut up. They were like, no, just don't.
No. You're better than that, Chris. Why'd you say that? You're better than that.
Oh, man.
So is there anything else?
I was actually thinking about doing the show live. What do you guys think?
Right now?
No, not now. Like getting a channel on Justin TV and then broadcasting, you know, what we're saying. So hopefully somebody could stumble in there and go, hey, they're talking about video games in here.
It's up to you. Can you get all the feed? We should probably talk about this after the show. I don't think people want to hear us discuss.
I don't know. Well, I'll post something up on the website. Not that anybody watch it or care, but it's going to be their little advertisement live show if we end up doing it. I think that's pretty much it on video games.
Yep. Wrap it up.
Yep. I know Freddy's going to go home and go, hey, baby. You want to try Alaskan Pipeline?
Oh, babe, I just found out something new we could try. All right.
She's going to get all excited. Oh, yeah, what is it? Well, I know last week we tried the Cleveland Steamer.
But just tell her to close her eyes and
Chili Dog and the Dirty Sanchez. What the fuck's a Chili Dog, dude?
That's where you stick it in her butt and then she gives you a blowjob.
I thought that was ATM.
That's disgusting.
I don't know. I don't even know.
That's
anymore.
Like ass to mouth, right?
Oh, ATM. Really?
They're both disgusting.
And then, yeah.
Yeah, a lot of shit that I really
Dirty Sanchez, you guys know what Dirty
Sanchez
whatever
happened
is.
To just sex? Yeah, that's where you stick a finger in your butt and make a mustache.
That's disgusting, too. Yeah.
I think that's it for the show. Thanks for tuning in. Check out our website at GameDroids.com. You can email us if you have any more, you know, gaming news or things we've never heard about.
Sexually,
yeah, anything. Doesn't matter.
Happy Kwanzaa.
That's GameDroids@live.com.
Nothing gay.
Yeah, please.
Happy Kwanzaa to everybody.
Yeah, happy Kwanzaa, Hanukkah, Christmas, New Year, whatever. You know, if you don't celebrate anything, well, then you have to stop. I guess, you know, people do celebrate Happy New Year, right?
Yeah.
For the record, to piss people off, Kwanzaa was just made up about 20 years ago and should not be celebrated.
And they only make it, like, how many months long? No, I'm just kidding. It's like, no, I'm just
what, Kwanzaa?
Oh, no, I'm thinking of something else. Never mind.
You're thinking of Ramadan.
No, actually, I was thinking about something else. I was thinking about
what?
Black History Month. I'm just kidding.
That's the month I was born. Don't talk.
All right, serious.
Isn't it like 2 months, 3 months long?
I don't know.
No, it's the shortest month of the year, February. It's the month I was born.
Oh, really?
Yep. It's only 28 days, shortest month of the year, unless it's a leap year.
And, man, it's still giving it to the black man. Does a black man get a fair shake in the holiday game?
I don't know.
Anyway, so that's been
Christmas
it.
Christmas is universal anyway. It's like Christmas was never like specifically.
Starting to end the show here. You're starting a new conversation. That's fine. All right, we'll see you guys next week. Adios.
Bye.
Bye-bye.